In this case, to stop such an infection happening, Dr. Harwood and Dr. Salmela heat-treated and so killed the pathogens in advance. They also labelled the dead bacteria with fluorescent dye to make their subsequent fates easy to track. And sure enough, fluorescent microscopy confirmed that fragments of Penicillium larvae were getting into royal jelly secreted by those bees which had been fed with the laced sugar water. Moreover, examination of this royal jelly revealed elevated levels, compared with royal jelly from bees that had not been dosed with Penicillium larvae, of an antimicrobial peptide known as defensin-1. This substance is thought to help bee immune systems fend off bacterial infections. All told, these findings suggest that nurse bees are indeed, via their royal jelly, passing antigens on to the queen for inoculation into her eggs. They also mean, because larvae too receive royal jelly for the first few days after they hatch, that the nurses are inoculating their larval charges as well. Each infant bee is therefore being vaccinated twice. Whether this is simply a belt and braces approach, or is actually the equivalent of a prime boost human vaccination, in which the second dose multiplies the effect of the first, remains to be determined. But either way, it seems protective. Not so much herd as swarm immunity.